When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Your Tuesday, April 27th edition of a 13-game slate on tap for you. Big one, folks. So we won't waste too much time on that, but I hope everybody had a great Monday. Wild slate, lots of offense from some interesting ball clubs. Pitching wasn't too bad. Burns still did okay, but he got shelled eventually. Ohtani bounced back. You had Rodgers doing his thing. It was interesting with the pitching. And then the bats, man, you had to have Texas, L.A., Chicago, Atlanta, Giants are doing their thing. So it was congregated. The Yankees let everybody down, and Houston did okay, but nothing special. Just one of those big slate nights. And we got another one for you here on Tuesday. You can check me out on Twitter at BDintric if you're looking for my contacts there. I write DFS content at rotoballer.com. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, the premium values article. Tuesday, Thursday, so Tuesday's 13-game slate, the free DraftKings picks article. Check that out there. If you can give a rating and review on iTunes for MLB DFS Quick Hits, I would really, really appreciate it. It would help the podcast out a ton. Also, if you want to watch the podcast instead of listen to it, go to the RotoBaller YouTube channel, subscribe, like, share, all the goodies there. Also, if you're a season-long fantasy baseball player, Benched with Bubba dropped Monday night, Tuesday morning. Depends on when you check your podcast feed. But another episode of Bubba and the Bat Flip, episode 81, recapping week 5 FAB and other awesome listener questions and whatnot. And then we'll have another episode later this week. And if you're a PGA DFS player, the Always PGA DFS podcast, previewing the 2021 Valspar Championship drop for you as well. So tons of great stuff over there on at RotoBaller and Fantasy Degen, also the Fantasy Degen Slack chat, which is free. Come check out all the goodies there as well. All right, like I said, 13-game slate for you on a Tuesday. We'll kick it off for the totals on the slate, the totals we have for now, that is. We have New York at Baltimore, total of 9. Washington, Toronto, and Dunedin, 8.5. Boston Mets, 8.5. Cubs, Braves, 8.5. Marlins, Brewers, 7.5. Phillies, Cardinals, 8. Tigers, White Sox, 7.5. Mariners, Astros, 9. Padres, Diamondbacks, 9. Rockies, Giants, 8. Reds, Dodgers, 7.5. So a lot of 8.5s and above, a few 9s on the slate. Lots and lots of goodies to go tracking around on that one. But let's get to the pitching on this slate. You got two guys over 10K. You got five guys at 9K and above. We can talk about four of them. There's Max Scherzer, 10-9, at Toronto in Dunedin. Scherzer's a phenomenal play. He's been outstanding of late. Over 30 DK points in back-to-back starts. 9 or more Ks in 3 or 4 starts. He hasn't given up a run in his last few starts. He's only given up 1 run in his last 3 starts. That's been outstanding. The first game of the year against Atlanta, he gave up 4 solo shots, which got him in trouble. But lots to like with Scherzer. The only downside is it's in Dunedin. This Toronto Blue Jays team is sneaky. Like they strike out about 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. But they hit .221 with a .140 ISO, so like middle, and an 87 WRC plus. So not a dangerous lineup. But that ballpark plays a little bit more like Coors Field than, let's say, AT&T Park. I don't mind Scherzer at 10-9. I think he's very, very much in play. But I think I'll save some money on a little Walker Buehler at 10,200 at home against the Cincinnati Reds. We talked about it last time out that he was 10K and he was sneaky GPP play against the Padres because we were hoping after seeing 93 pitches his previous start that we'd see him get expanded. Well, he's up to 101 pitches. His last time out went 7 strong, 2 earned, 9 strikeouts. It's what we wanted to see, the strikeouts and the pitches, because he only had 4 Ks in each of his first 3 starts. The strikeouts showed up, 27.4 points. Now, the question is, will that continue? And he gets a Cincinnati Reds team that you can pick on, strike down almost 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching, but they hit .256 versus righties. They have a .204 ISO versus righties and a .113 WRC plus. So they hit very good versus righties. So there's two ways to look at this. There's, okay, Buehler at 10-2, a little $700 savings from Max Scherzer, upside against the Cincinnati team on the road outside of Great American Small Park. Go that angle. Or do you go the Reds angle, the bats, and get a sneaky stack? Two ways to look at it. I think Buehler's definitely in play. Do I think he's a lock by any means? No, but I think he's definitely worth a look against a Cincinnati Reds team I know you can pick on in their situation. My top play, if I'm just going to save cash, I'm going right back to the Lucas Giolito well at $9,500. Yes, I know I'm biased. Yes, I know I love Lucas Giolito, but he got absolutely shellacked at Boston on Patriots Day at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern time. One inning, eight hits, seven earned, two homers, two walks, no Ks, minus 17.8 points. Not good, Bob. Prior to that, back-to-back 27-plus point efforts. He has eight or more Ks in his three previous starts. He's been absolutely outstanding prior to that. I'm willing to go back to the well. He goes home. You got to imagine his fingers healed from cutting it. But he goes back to Chicago, faces the Detroit team of striking out almost 27.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So you have that you can take advantage of. A 213 average versus right-handed pitchers and a 176 ISO. So 86 WRC plus. Lots of strikeouts here. I think I'll save some cash. I'll go to Giolito. No problem with Scherzer. No problem with Buehler. I think Toronto and Cincinnati make for interesting stacks against the big two. I'm going Giolito versus Detroit. Take my chances there. We just saw Brad Keller shut down the Detroit Tigers. Let's put it that way. So give me Giolito. Bounce back time, 9,500. The other one I like, again, saving some cash off of the Buehler and Scherzer. Again, no problem with Buehler and Scherzer if you want to go there. But saving some cash for some similar upside. Christian Javier, $9,300 at home against the Seattle Mariners. Javier, back-to-back starts, five innings, three hits, no earned. Seven or more Ks in both starts, 26 or more DK points in both starts. He's been electric. The strikeout stuff has been absolutely outstanding. He gets the Seattle Mariners team striking out about 26% of the time versus righties. That's a biggie. 154 ISO, 98 WRC plus on average offense versus right-handed pitching, but lots of strikeouts. So that could bode in Javier's favor, as we've seen in his last two starts, his actual two real starts. So he gave a spot appearance in there. He's been a very good strikeout pitcher. So I think $9,300 for Javier, I think he goes pretty low owned in this range. So I think that's a very interesting play that could be a pivot off of Giolito, Buehler, and Scherzer. I got Giolito ahead of all of them, but I like Javier, Buehler, and Scherzer quite a bit. I think they're all in play. But if I want to save cash, I'll go Giolito and Javier. Scherzer's probably got the highest ceiling in the group, but I'll take my chances with Giolito and Javier, save some cash. Use them on bats because there's lots of places where we're going to use bats tonight, lots of them. So don't worry about that. We will find places to spend money. That will not be an issue. Ian Anderson, 86 hundo at home with the Chicago Cubs. I like this play for the reason is everyone's going to see that massive offensive output on Monday. And the Cubs bats are hot. Don't get me wrong. They've been swinging it pretty well the last week or so. But massive offensive output. You got Ian Anderson, $8,600, returns home after an outstanding outing in Yankee Stadium. At 6 2/3, four hits, no earned, 4K. Previous three starts or more Ks in each start, which was big. 22 points last time. I only like Anderson in tournaments because we haven't seen the consistency from him. I know the ceiling that he can bring to the table, just haven't seen the consistency. But I think he's in play against Chicago, especially at low ownership. It's a Cubs team, like I said, they're heating up in a big, big way, but they still strike out almost 28% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So they're hitting a lot better. No hiding that, but tons of strikeouts in that offense. Like you saw with Shohei Ohtani, gave up four runs in the first, gotten like I think nine or more strikeouts by the time it was all said and done. He outscored Corbin Burns on Monday. Strikeouts are key. That's why I mention these things. Does it mean Anderson's going to strike them all out? No, but he gets set up in a situation that favors what he's trying to do. So Anderson at 86, very sneaky tournament play on today's slate. Now it gets tricky. That's why I like these big guys up top. If we can find some value bats, we're going to use two of those guys up top for cash. You can mix and match some GPP type plays here. We got Frankie Montas, $7,300 at the Tampa Bay Rays. The Tampa Bay Rays team that just seems to be sputtering around. 25% K rate versus righties, hitting 226 with a 101 WRC plus. So average at best versus right-handed pitching with a decent K rate for Frankie Montas to try to exploit. Frankie got hit around by Minnesota his last time out. Prior to that, back-to-back really good starts against Detroit and at Houston. Over 20 DK points in both starts, six innings in both starts, five and seven strikeouts in both starts. He just scuffled tremendously against Minnesota in a day game in Oakland where it was Montas versus Maeda. They both just went haywire real quick. So I think Montas at 73, very intriguing GPP play. I almost want to make him cash viable. I almost want to. I think you can if you feel comfortable with it, but there is risk, more risk than I usually recommend for cash game plays, but it's on the table. So I'm not going to completely ignore Frankie as a potential savings in cash if you don't want to pay up for two guys up top. Aaron Sanchez at 72 is in play. This pretty safe floor, you know, 13 or so point floor. We saw 17 points ceiling last time. They're not letting him go deep. He went five innings, like 70-ish pitches or so. They're like just limiting what he's doing, and that's killing it because he's been pitching great. They just, maybe it's a good thing. Maybe they take him out before. Maybe they've done the research third time through the order. Not good for Aaron Sanchez. Maybe that's what it is. But if you want like a safe 13 points, go for it. It's the road Rockies. You can pick on them. Maybe they let him go six plus innings and he gets some strikeouts. He wasn't getting any strikeouts last time. The Rockies do strike out quite a bit. So you could go Sanchez at 72 if you want kind of a safe floor. And then a couple punts below 7K. Got Jose Quintana, 6,500 at the Texas Rangers. Now keep an eye on it. They announced they're leaving the roof open yesterday on Monday. So we talked about it in the Slack chat. Remember, like in Houston and those, like Arizona, when that roof's open, more often than not always, it's a big boost to offense. And the wind's blowing out, and it will be blowing out again on Tuesday. So if they open that roof, keep an eye on that. But he faced Texas's last outing, five innings, 108 Ks. The big thing there is the strikeouts. That's what we talked about with Otani. Now you got Texas versus a lefty, still striking out over 25% of the time, 216 average, only a 110 ISO, and a 78 WRC plus. Very, very bad offensively versus left-handed pitching. Quintana is very inconsistent, so he can make really bad offenses look really, really good. There's no hiding that, but maybe if Quintana's locked in again, get 15-plus points for 6,500. Maybe he gets in the 20-point category like he did last time out. That'd be outstanding. So Quintana at 65, definitely worth a look. And the other one I had written down, Marco Gonzalez, if you're looking for a major punt at 62 versus Houston. Houston's back healthy. Altuve was leading off on Monday, got a couple knocks, a couple runs driven in. It's not like a very comfortable feeling play, and they don't strike out very much versus lefties either, so you have to be really desperate to play Marco Gonzalez. I wouldn't go below Quintana if I have a choice. So recapping your pitching, you have four guys over 10K. Yeah, Scherzer, Buehler, both very fine plays. Scherzer's got a huge ceiling. It isn't Dunedin, so keep that in mind. Buehler's been great. Finally got a song with seven innings, got the strikeouts last time out. Can he do it for Cincinnati? It's Cincinnati team that strikes out a good amount, but also hits righties very, very well. One of the better teams in all of baseball versus right-handed pitching. Now, is that Great American Small Park? Possibly. Let's do a quick search. We will do versus right-handed pitching and on the road. So let's spice it up here and see how Cincinnati is doing on the road this year versus right-handed pitching. They are striking out 22.2% of the time, only hitting a .188 with a 127 ISO and a 57 WRC plus. So there you go. That bodes even better for Walker Buehler. Doesn't mean it's a lock by any means, but does bode much better in that scenario. So give Buehler a look. Love Giolito at 9,500 bucks coming on a bounce back after just getting destroyed his last go around. You could look at Gio at 95. Big fan of that tonight. And then Christian Javier, sneaky guys at 93. Big strikeout upside in his matchup versus the Mariners. Ian Anderson, GPP viable at 86. Frankie Montas, 7,300 bucks. Very nice GPP price tag. Two great outings before getting blown up by Minnesota. Looked like he found something, fell apart. Look for a bounce back against Tampa Bay in a very pitcher-friendly ballpark. GPP for sure, a little bit of cash upside with Frankie at 73. You got Aaron Sanchez, and you got Jose Quintana as your other two options. Quintana, not a bad punt at 65. All right, let's check out the bats on this 13-game slate. Again, if you give a rate and review on iTunes, would much appreciate it for the podcast. MLB DFS Quick Hits. Hey, if you want to give Bench with Bubba one as well, that'd be awesome. Catcher's position, when we're talking bats on this slate, Contreras went deep again on Monday. If you aren't using Ian Anderson and you want to just keep riding the Cubbies, Contreras at 52, worth the pay-up spot. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. Christian Vasquez cooled down a little bit, but he's 49 versus Peterson. Don't mind Boston going up against Peterson. I think he's not as good as people think he really is. So we'll look at that angle. Carson Kelly versus Paddock. Kelly having a great start to the year. I will attack Paddock early and often. So the D-backs are in play again tonight. Kelly at 44, worth a gander. A little cheaper down the list. Buster Posey at 4K. I have no problem going back to him against Chichi Gonzalez. Posey had like one or two hits on Monday night. No problem going back there at 4,000. Very good cash game floor with Buster Posey. Maybe not the ceiling, but a good cash game floor. Below 4K, you got the likes of maybe Zach Collins. If he gets to start for the White Sox versus Urania at 3,600 in the past. Lefties could absolutely torch Jose Urania. He's been sneaky, like slowing teams down this year, kind of like how Matt Harvey is doing it as well, which is freaking bizarre world. It is 2021. I double-checked the calendar last night. But Zach Collins at 36 could be a nice little play there against Urania. Francisco Mejia versus Montas. If you're not using Montas, don't hate that at all. Same with Trevino versus Quintana at 34. Victor Caratini, if he gets to start for San Diego, he's 33 versus Merrill Kelly. We love attacking Merrill Kelly at San Diego, Arizona game. Definitely one we can look to exploit. and you're looking at San Diego, Arizona, they have a total of 9 in that game. So definitely one we're going to want to look at as well. Other than that, maybe Higashioka gets the start for the Yankees. He's 32 versus the lefty Zimmerman. That's a good look in his matchup. Otherwise, check your lineups. You might get a few guys coming here and there. Austin Nolan might be coming back here pretty soon, so someone else to take a peek at. First base, Freeman went deep on Monday. Again, Chicago, Atlanta just runs everywhere. He's 5,900 versus Trevor Williams. No problems attacking Trevor Williams. Another great spot for the Braves. Expensive yet again, but we saw what they did on Monday. This is why they're expensive in these matchups at home against guys like Trevor Williams. So Freeman at 59, no problemo there. But going down from the top spot, Rhys Hoskins went double dong on Monday. Great spot for Philadelphia versus Carmart, 54 hundo. Pete Alonso is on straight fire. He's 53 versus Garrett Richards. So, yeah, if you don't want Freeman, Hoskins, Alonso, both very plays 5K range. Olsen's even there as walk. So I prefer Hoskins or Alonso or Olsen, but no problems. Olsen swinging a very hot stick in this one. Yuli Gurriel, 4,800 bucks. Mentioned him as a cash game play because he's hitting everything well, but he loves hitting lefties. Got a couple more knocks on Monday. Got the lefty Marco Gonzalez at 48. Gonzalez, like more of a reverse splits type guy, more often than not. But I feel like Yuli at 48 versus lefty. That's always in play. Baltimore's a stack I like against Kluber, because I will keep fading Kluber. Trey Mancini hasn't been ripping the cover off the ball, but 4,600. Nice price tag if you're stacking him up on that one. Josh Bell's down to 44. Thornton's supposed to open, then Malone coming in, so you can keep an eye on that. Eric Hosmer at 43. But Shohei Ohtani versus Fulte. Shohei's first base outfield eligible, only 4,300 bucks versus Fultonevich. That is a crime price. He should be in the 5Ks, maybe 5,300. Had a couple more knocks, plus pitched great on Monday. Shohei at 43, get some at that price point. CJ Cron's feeling it, but I'd rather pay the 43 for Ohtani or pay 41 for Jesus Aguilar. A couple more knocks on Monday against Burns and company. It's Adrian Hauser, who you can hit around. So 4,100 for Aguilar, some good savings. Jared Walsh cooling down a bit, but still 41 hundo against Fulte. If you're stacking the Angels, you got Walsh at first base outfield and Ohtani at first base outfield. Two to look at there. If you're stacking Milwaukee and you want to be really contrarian, Keston Hiura is first base, second base eligible versus lefty Castano at 4K, only in tournaments. If you're fading Anderson, Anthony Rizzo at only 3,900 bucks is a ridiculously cheap price. Like, ridiculous. He's hitting 314 over his last 10 games. 3 home runs, 7 total extra base hits, hit over 11 points per game in those games. That's a very, very cheap price for Rizzo. So if you're not using Ian Anderson, who I respect quite a bit, Rizzo at $3,900 is like Ohtani at 43 and then Rizzo at 39. Those are some sneaky nice cash game plays for you there with some GPP upside in a big way. Pavin Smith, first base outfield eligible, 35 versus Paddock. Definitely could look into that one. A few others. Pujols went deep on Monday. He's 34 versus Fulte if you're stacking him up. Belt's 33 versus Chichi Gonzalez. You can definitely go there as well. It stinks. It's in San Francisco, but you can target Chichi anytime you want. No qualms about that one. A few others, if you want to get weird, Rowdy Tellez versus Scherzer. When Scherzer gets hit, he gives up the long ball. So keep that in mind. Tellez at 28 is worth a gander as well. Second base, you got Ozzie Albies at 5,300. He's been getting the job done, so not going to complain about that one at all. Jose Altuve is back. He's 5K. He is worth a look. Got Chris Taylor, who's swinging it hot. Nick Solak versus Quintana's 47. Albies and Altuve still very, very good price points up there. I think I got like Max Muncy at 46. Jazz Chisholm's up to 4,500. Remember we were playing him for like 36, 33? He's up to 45. He got a couple more knocks on Monday, stole a couple bags. He had a big boy game in Milwaukee against Burns and company. Second base shortstop at 4,500. So that's still, it's a steep price tag, but I have no problem playing that for Jazz Chisholm in cash or in GPPs. That's how good the kid is. I have no problem with it at all. Eduardo Escobar at 45 in a tournament versus Paddock's a very nice play. He'll go virtually unknown, 7 home runs on the year. No problem with that with Eduardo Escobar. Sliding on down, you got Jed Lowry at 43, Ty France at 42, Colton Wong at 41. I like that Jed Lowry price at 43 versus Waka. That's not too shabby. Mention Keston Hiura at 4K if you're in a GPP. You could look that direction. Tommy La Stella, especially if he's leading off for the Giants, only 37 versus Chichi Gonzalez. Cash game floor with some GPP upside for sure. But then here's your cash game play at second. Jake Cronenworth, second base shortstop eligible, is only $3,500 versus Merrill Kelly. That'll do. That'll do, donkey. Yep, Yep, Jake Cronenworth at 35. He's a cash game second baseman, folks. Second base shortstop eligible. Maybe he's your shortstop, whichever one you prefer. But he's definitely in play at 3,500. That's ridiculously cheap in that situation. Nick Madrigal's 32. He's swinging well. Jerickson Profar's 33 for stacking up the Padres. John Birdie, if he has a good spot in the lineup, is only 31. So there's definite value. Fletcher's 31. Odor's 3K. There's tons of value at second base, especially down below. Sheldon Noyce, if he cracks the Dodgers lineup, is $2,700. And then my boy, okay. So you got Cronenworth, second base shortstop. You got a boy, Jess Chisholm, second base shortstop. And then at 2,500 was leading off on Monday night at second base shortstop, Nico Hoerner, who had two knocks and a double. So I love Nico Hoerner in cash games as well. So if you want to, we haven't even got the shortstop yet, but Hoerner and Cronenworth are phenomenal cash game savings. If you need them, Chisholm's pay up cash spot. But there you go on second base. Lots of options on a 13-game slate and some good value at second base. Definitely a spot to keep in mind come lineup building time. Third base position now, you got Rafael Devers versus a lefty. Don't care. He's swinging a hot, hot stick. Yoan Moncada's heating up as well. 5K for him. Not too bad versus Urania. Going down cheaper, though, Machado versus Merrill Kelly at 48 when you're stacking up the pods. Chris Bryant had a grand slam on Monday. He's 4,500. I mentioned Escobar at 45. Good contrarian play against Paddock because people still love Chris Paddock, and I don't buy it, folks. Don't buy it one bit. Alec Baum's at the 4K. That's a shame. But Kyle Seager's 4K versus Javier. Seager went deep on Monday. Always in play at his price point. You got Mikel Franco at 38. JD Davis heating up. Talked about him on recent shows. He's only 36 versus Garrett Richards. That's a very nice savings at third base. Even cash game viable. I'm finding enough cheap enough cash game plays already where you could probably pay up for two of the top four pitchers that we talked about. So I'm thinking we're going to be just fine in cash games to pay up for two of the top four pitchers and get some pretty sweet bats because we haven't got to the outfield yet, which is always full of value. So, yeah, we can pay up for pitching tonight, especially in cash games. A few other guys, Austin Riley in a tournament at 33. No problem there. Mentioned Birdie. Gio Urshela is down at 31 versus the lefty Zimmerman. God damn. Yeah, that's a cash game play, folks. Like, that's a ridiculous price point. 31 hundo for Urshela, who's hitting fifth for the Yankees against the lefty Zimmerman. Are you freaking kidding me? That's a drunk price, DraftKings. Drunk DraftKings. Bad DraftKings. All right, let's go to shortstop position on this one. Bogaerts, 57. Correa, 56. Tim Anderson, though, at 55. Really bringing a great floor into the action. And you got Fernando Tatis at 54, who only hit five home runs over the weekend. No big deal. Nothing to see here. So you could go all kinds of places with this. I love the floor of Anderson. I love the ceiling of Tatis. It's hard to pay for Correa and Bogaerts with those two guys sitting right there if you're paying up at the position. Trey Turner's even interesting at 52. He's day-to-day. He got hit on the arm. It's just supposedly just a bruise. We'll see. But he gets Thornton and then Malone at 52. Trevor Story is 5K. You know, I still those the Tatis and Anderson plays if you're paying up. You got Jazz Chisholm at 45 again. I can definitely see that. You got Gleyber Torres at 42 versus lefty Zimmerman in a tournament. He's going to get it going one of these days. I really believe deep down in my heart he's going to get it going. He's too good not to. Dansby Swanson went deep on Monday. Maybe he's going to start turning around. He's 37. That's nice value for Dansby at 3,700. Mentioned Cronenworth at 35 is quite the look in that matchup. A few other cheap ones. Nothing else really besides Nico Hoerner. Nico Horner's down here. You can get some Nico Hoerner at 25. No problem with that at all. Let's head to the absolutely loaded outfield where I probably won't even mention everybody because I'll just miss them because there's so many of them. But you got Trout and Acuna, both above 6K. You got Harper at 6K versus Carmart. That Acuna and Trout prices are high, but damn, those are good plays. Really good plays. JD Martinez probably won't even play with the DH out of play in New York. So keep an eye on that. You got Aaron Judge at 56 for Zimmerman, which you should be able to tattoo. That's a biggie. Trent Grisham at 51. Most people won't pay up for that with the other options around him. Great job leading off for San Diego against Kelly. I like that Grisham play a lot at 51, especially if he comes in low own. Lou Bob is sneakily putting together some consistency at 4,900. So keep him in mind. But Giancarlo at 47 is way too cheap against Zimmerman. That's a criminal price tag as well. So keep those ones on your radar. God damn, those are cheap. David Peralta at 45 if you're stacking Arizona versus Paddock. You can go that route. Will Myers is 44. Those are worth the look. Adam Eaton, no one plays him in their Chicago stacks. He's 4,300, only averaging 9.4 on the season. 14 in his last game, 14-0, 11-5, 16-0, 13. So, you know, it's pretty much boom or bust, but $4,300, great price tag for Eaton if you're stacking up the White Sox. Winker in tournaments, I'm cool with versus Bueller, but Ohtani at 43 versus Fulte is way too cheap. Way too cheap. I like that a lot. They got Schwarber and Dunedin at 41 in tournaments. That's in play for sure. Cheaper plays like a Rosarena starting to get it going. He's 4K. Mitch Haniger is only 39 versus Javier. I could see that as a nice play. Adelis Garcia is only 39 versus Quintana. If you're not using Quintana, good GPP play with Adelis Garcia at 3,900. Austin Slater has been raking it, but it's with the righty on the mound. So make like with a lefty, he leads off with a righty. He's usually a little farther down in the order. So keep an eye on where he's at. If he's near the top of the order at 38, good play. If he's down in the order, not so much. So keep an eye on what the Gigantes are doing. You got Nimmo at 37 in a tournament. Sure. A few more. You got Joey Gallo. Dickerson went deep on Monday. So that could be an interesting one at 36 versus Hauser. If you're going that direction, Aramis Garcia. Not Aramis Garcia. Avisil Garcia at 35 versus Castano. I like that quite a bit. Pitch to contact lefty and Castano. Avisil loves his lefties. He's 35. Mitchell Pavin Smith at 35. Cedric Mullins. Have a night, Cedric frickin' Mullins. Double dong. Couple steals, I believe. 3,500 tonight versus Kluber leading off. That's a nice one. Very, very nice one there. Jay Upwin deep again. He's 35. That's a phenomenal price tag. Dylan Carlson still only 34, hitting second. Gotta love that. Tons of plays, folks. Tons of plays. The outfield is just loaded with your pleasure. Either get your values in the outfield, get your stack pieces in the outfield. Like Aaron Hicks at only 3K, switch hidden. Definitely worth a look. Man, just keeps sliding. DJ Stewart's only 29, great GBP value. Cole Calhoun's only 28, phenomenal value. I don't even mind Austin Hayes at 28, hitting fifth again on Monday, double donged on Sunday. He's 28 versus Kluber. See, all this value, you can get pitching so easy, so easy. Like, it's all for the taking. If Clint Frazier cracks the Yankees lineup, he's 27 versus the lefty Zimmerman. That's beautiful. There's a ton of plays, folks. So make sure you check the lineups. Come to the Slack chat. We'll discuss when all this different value comes out. It'll be a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday in the Slack chat. So let's recap the pitching on this 13-game slate. You got Scherzer, Bueller, 10-2, 10-9. Both in play. Both phenomenal plays. I'm probably going to save some money to go Giolito at 95 at home versus Detroit in a bounce back. And then Christian Javier at home against Seattle at 93. But all four in play when you're playing cash. If you want to go Scherzer and Bueller for quote-unquote safety, that's fine. If you want to put one of them with Gio, one of them with Javier, whatever. Those four pitchers are your cash pitchers. I prefer Giolito and Javier just for the savings. But they're all in play and there's tons of value for pitching. So do with it what you want. If in tournaments, you can go to Ian Anderson at 86 if you want. I still like the Cubs bats a bit, but you can go to Anderson in tournaments. Frankie Montas at 73 is a great tournament play with some cash appeal, but I don't think you need to save that much money in cash. So Montas at 73. Mention Aaron Sanchez. Jose Quintana, interesting tournament place. Can you do it twice in Rovers, Texas? We'll see. But that's where we're kind of at here. Bats for days, as you can tell. Bats for days. 26 teams in play. You can probably stack like 16 of them, if not more. Like the Yankees versus the lefty Bruce Zimmerman, you got to love it. The Yankees bats have to wake up eventually. Like, this is ridiculous. Great situation to do it in. But Baltimore versus Kluber on the flip side, love attacking Corey Kluber. It'll be a little lower owned too. You got Houston, San Diego versus Merrill Kelly, popular play, but a great one. And I also like Arizona versus Paddock, be a little sneaky, kind of like the Baltimore versus Kluber play. Philadelphia versus Carmart, White Sox versus Urania, Angels versus Fulte. Those are some of the ones I absolutely love. Giants versus Chichi is definitely in play. Lots of ways to go on this slate. So hit us up on Twitter at BDentric in the Fantasy Degen Slack chat. It is free. Just give me your email. We'll talk about more and more stuff there, like when lineups come out, lineup questions, like building lineup questions, all kinds of stuff. Great community building over there. So come check that out. Also, if you have a rate and review on iTunes for the podcast, MLB DFS Quick Kicks, would appreciate that quite a bit. If you'd like to watch the video of the podcast, go to the RotoBar YouTube channel, subscribe, like, and share. Also, if you season-long fantasy baseball players, Bench with Bubba, new episode dropped on Monday night. Also, the always-pressing PGA DFS podcast for the Valspar Championship dropped on Monday night. So go get all your goodies there. Check out the free DraftKings Picks article on RotoBar on Tuesday, written by yours truly. But other than that, that'll wrap us up for this edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, April 27th edition in the books. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.